Today, I'm going to talk about one of my favourite bands called Bastille. Bastille is made up of Dan Smith, who is the lead singer, and then Kyle Simmons, Will Farquharson, and Chris Wood. They've had two albums released so far, which are All This Bad Blood and Wild World. And apparently they have a third studio album scheduled for release in 2018. They're definitely one of my favourite bands, and I really love, like, all of their songs. And I was fortunate enough to be able to see them earlier this year when I was working at Reading Festival, missing out on, like, an hour's worth of pay just to watch Bastille perform on the main stage was pretty amazing. This is just going to be me talking about my interpretation of some of my favourite Bastille songs. The first of which is Things We Lost in the Fire, which sort of makes me think of leaving the past in the past. And I'm really drawn to, like, this one line in the song, like this one set of lyrics that goes, ticket stubs in your diaries, I read them all one day when loneliness came and you were away. Oh, they told me nothing new, but I love to read the words you used. It just makes me, like, imagine, like, someone reading, like, someone's diary, like, because, like, the other person is, like, away, maybe, like, at work or, like, just, I don't know, on holiday or something. And it makes me, like, that one line just makes you think of, like, someone just loving reading, like, someone's, like, diary or someone's stories because they feel lonely. I don't know, when I listen to this song, I just have this image in my head of, like, two friends maybe sitting in front of, like, a fire, just, like, in the outside, just burning, like, random things that remind them of, like, certain times in their lives. It's just, it's a really sort of, like, nostalgic song. I think most of, like, Bastille's songs are sort of quite nostalgic. The second song I want to talk about is called Bad Blood, which for me makes me feel quite bittersweet. It makes me think of, like, some of maybe, like, the friends that I've sort of had and then lost, I guess, along the way. And, like, right from the start of the song, like, with the lyrics, we were young and drinking in the park, it just, like, brings, like, this, like, really nostalgic and reflective feeling of, like, you sort of, like, imagine being, like, a teenager and all sort of rebellious and just, like, going out in the evening with your friends and just, like, getting drunk in a park. I mean, like, that is sort of, like, the typical, like, stereotype that we have of, like, teenagers now. And then, like, later on it goes, as the friendship goes, resentment grows, we walk our different ways. It just really makes me reflect on, like, friends I had in the past who no longer talk to me now, I guess. It's just very, so bittersweet. It's, yeah. Okay, the third song I'm going to talk about is called Laughter Lines, which, it takes me back, like, to several years ago now. And it's another one of those songs that makes you think of, like, friendship and, like, old friends. And it makes me think of, like, sitting outside this chip shop in Reading, which is where I'm from, with who was then my best friend, and, like, how we always talked about how we'd, like, go off in on our, like, different paths. I was always sort of determined to go to university, whereas she didn't want to go to uni, but, like, how, like, we'd be, like, we'd meet up in the future and it would just be like nothing's changed. And I guess it's a bit of, like, naivety, but, like, my favourite lyrics from this song are definitely, I'll see you in the future when we're older and we are full of stories to be told. It's very nostalgic, and it just sort of brings, like, this sort of, like, hopefulness that maybe, like, be able to have that feeling with, like, some of, like, the friends I've met at university. Next, I'm going to talk about Campus very briefly, because even though it's one of my favourite songs, I don't think there's very much to say about it. It just, when I first heard this song, I immediately thought of like university, mainly because it's called Campus. And I don't know, I think this song sort of encompasses some of like the feelings that everyone must have at least once during their time at university. Like sort of like feeling like a sheep, like I guess following the crowd, and maybe feeling like you're nothing special. Like the lyrics, like just another brain on the campus, I think sort of like reflect that. And it sort of gives this like message about how like you need to be your own person and like just be your own person when you're at university. I think that's what I feel like when I listen to the song. The next song is called The Anchor, which I think it's sort of like the closest thing to, I guess, a love song that Bastille will sing, because they don't really do love songs, in my opinion. But I think this song probably makes me feel quite differently to how maybe others might feel when they listen to it. I mean, very personally, this song makes me think of my dad and sort of how when I feel down, I think of him and what he would say if he was like still alive. The lyrics go like, let the days be dark, let me hate my work, because you cut through all the noise. Bring me some hope by wandering into my mind, something to hold on to morning, noon, day or night. And it makes me think of like my dad and how even though he's not with me anymore, he's sort of like the anchor, I guess, in my brain that just keeps me going sometimes. The next song I want to talk about is called The Silence, which makes me reflect a lot on mental health and how like sometimes I guess I want to talk about stuff, but there just aren't the right words to describe how I'm feeling. And it also makes me think of like friendship, like especially like the friends I've made through uni and just those people who sort of take time to listen to me. And I think the song is very comforting in a way, like the lyrics, now you've hit a wall and it's not your fault, sort of says how like it's sort of okay to feel a bit lost sometimes. And like later on it says, now you've hit a wall and you're lost for words. And like maybe like sometimes it's okay to not be able to explain how you're feeling. But just sort of, it makes you think like as long as you have someone who can sort of understand your silence and what the silence means when you just sort of can't explain what's going on in your heart, I guess, more than your mind. Next, I want to talk about Warmth, which I know that sort of watching sort of Bastille interviews on the internet, I know that they see this song as like a way to like explain how like you constantly see bad stuff happening on the news, and it's like who you turn to when you just need like a distraction from it all. And I guess quite similar to that, like when I listen to this song, I think of who it is that I turn to or want to turn to when I get maybe like personal bad news, like not just seeing bad news like on the TV or on the internet, but when like something happens in my life and it's like who I want to turn to. And it also makes me think of like being hugged by someone and I guess feeling safe and warm in their arms. Like the lyrics, hold me in this wild, wild world, because in your warmth I forget how cold it can be. And it just sort of like encompasses how like even though things happen, I guess there's always someone. Finally, I'm going to talk about my favourite ever Bastille song, and it's called Glory. It's a song that just means a lot to me. I first listened to this song at sort of like a very difficult point, not the most difficult point in my life, but quite a difficult point. And it just inspired me. It actually inspired a piece of creative writing I wrote at the end of like last year called Drunken Glory, which was printed in The Waterfront, and which sort of sums up my interpretation of the song and the lyrics. And it screams friendship and like just those crazy spontaneous nights you have. And just it's like when I listen to it, I can really picture that, like the lyrics, and like just basically like lying just like maybe like randomly in like the middle of the road just watching the planes like go by overhead and just sharing stories, probably with some alcohol involved. Yeah, the song came to me at a low point in my life, and it just set off this like inspiration, and I've loved it ever since. And Bastille sang it at Reading Festival this year, and I unashamedly stood in that crowd in front of main stage and just sobbed my heart out when they sang it live, because it was just so overwhelming to just hear like a song that means so much to me just sung live. And like my favourite lyrics from this song are definitely, "You make me laugh until I die. Can you think of any better way to choke?"